loudly to the American people that we can take action on the things, at the very least, that we agree on. He has not seen a single acknowledgement that a proposal is necessary or will be forthcoming from Republicans that even allows for the essential fact that rates have to go up on top earners as part of a balanced deal. So we don't know who pays. We don't know what we're talking about in terms of actual legislation to increase revenues. It's magic beans and fairy dust.
You say tomato, I say tomato. It's so muddy in Washington, D.C. That was the mouthpiece for the White House, rather, Jay Carney. And he blasts, obviously, the Republicans. The Republicans are firing back on the White House. It's the same old song and dance. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. If you ever want to throw in your two cents, you know how to do it. I'm going to give you the digits at the top. Are you tired? Raise your hand. I have my infrared glasses. Are you tired of hearing about what's going to happen when we fly over the cliff and why the other side is so nasty and stupid and why can't they come up with a proposal that makes sense? But yet when you look at everything, none of it actually makes sense anymore. And I think it's because we're weary of what's happening and are tired of listening to the same song. Just like before when we were talking about what happened the last time we had to pump up the debt ceiling. It's been 12 times since 2001. We are weary of what some are saying is a hyped-up man-made disaster. It's kind of like the gift that keeps on giving. You have your position, I have mine. What's old is new again, and we find ourselves in the middle of the same fiscal talks. In fact, since I've been doing America Tonight, we started with fiscal problems, and we're still in the middle of them. If we were a household, by now we would have broken up. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I think that this makes America trust the people in D.C. even less when you constantly are hearing about the disagreements and the discord and the lack of a possible solution to this whole thing. I've said it now way too many times, but I'm going to say it again. If it were me, I was in charge, I would get the best money people I could, bring them to the temple, I mean the White House. It is like a temple. Because that's where people are going to try to figure out what's going to happen. Please sign off on this. So I would bring those people together. And yes, I know there's been a push for a bipartisan solution, but I'd bring the people that are numbers guys. After all, that's how we kill companies, right? So can't we bring the pencil pushers to D.C., the best that we have, and have them come up with a way to unmuck a very murky situation? Oh, I say it's time to bring those guys in. They might put you to sleep, but in the end, when they crunch the numbers, they'll make it make sense. Because we are so tired of this artificial disaster. What do we expect heading into a new year? What do we expect in 2013? Not a dent in anything. It's looking that way. And that's unacceptable. After this amount of time to try to come up with either a compromise, a way to get this done, whatever it is. Because there's nothing but losers in this situation. There doesn't seem to be a lot of winners. And ultimately, it's all of us who lose because we're the taxpayers. We're the tax base. We're the money that is floating the government. And yet, do we get treated with any kind of respect? I say no, we do not get treated with any kind of respect. And it's time to have a game changer. Somebody needs to step in and cut through the symphony of the same sounds that are eking out of our nation's capital. Because if you're paying attention to this, you're seeing the same things over and over. And over and over and over again. Very, very disheartening, to say the least. All right, so the guy who was, I got to throw this up here, in the middle of this. The guy who was the guru king when it came to the internet and your security. How many times did you sign in a computer at work or someplace else and you saw McAfee would pop up? So John McAfee, the 67-year-old internet security pioneer, is in Guatemala's capital. He is hiding away from the people in Belize. He is hundreds of miles away from the island, the Caribbean island in Belize, where his next-door neighbor was found dead, and the fingers were all pointing at him. McAfee's lawyer said he left Belize to escape police persecution and was going to file a formal request for asylum with Guatemalan people, government officials, on Wednesday. But that he was innocent of anything concerning the neighbor. McAfee arriving in Guatemala was a crazy twist to an already confusing international headline-grabbing story. And McAfee, who is the massive founder behind what has happened with the company, was able to slip out of Belize and slip into Guatemala, and now it's a matter of where does it go from here. Police say, the people there, the spokesperson for the police department says, they believe McAfee could, they thought originally could have still been in their country, and they wanted to question him for the neighbor's killing. But he's saying that the police are just trying to nail him. Yeah, this is a wild, kind of twisted story to begin with if you're playing along at home. But I know you know the name McAfee, and I know you know the name McAfee because, like I said, you probably signed onto a computer and somebody had McAfee on the computer or Norton's or whatever, but those two would be the most popular, and McAfee for the longest time was the absolute best and the leader in this field. So he was able to come out of that, emerge out of that doing pretty well, and had enough, and ultimately went to Belize, must have been having fun, and who knows what ensued with the neighbor, other than there is definitely a dead body, and there are questions as to what, if anything, he did in this circumstance. So I think the Belize folks are going to win out somehow, and he's going to have to answer. And he's going to have a really, 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 let me say that again, a really, really good, good lawyer. Coming up on America Tonight, some of the odds and ends across the nation, some things you might not have seen during the day that caught my attention, besides the cliff debate. Because I'm like you, I am tired of the cliff debate. Stay with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold utopian dream. You do something to me that I can't explain. Would I be out of line if I died?
So as you can imagine, when we're talking about all the nonsense with falling off the so-called cliff and the same old story, the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, I know you're sitting there saying, oh, is she going down this path again? What about all the money that FEMA is going to have to cough up to dig out the people that were buried in the waters of Sandy in New York and New Jersey? Where are they coming up with this $80 billion? Craig Fugate, who has to worry about such things at FEMA, has been talking with the people on the Hill about such things, and here's what he's come up with.
FEMA programs by themselves will not successfully recover from storms of the size of Sandy. FEMA's programs, working in partnership with the rest of the federal team, will be working to support the governors and their communities in recovery.
And his governors need that help desperately. Cuomo is at his wit's end. Chris Christie was smart to jump on the possible monies as fast as he could. And then, of course, there are other states that were affected by Sandy, too. The focus is mostly New Jersey and New York because they got definitely hit the hardest with their shorelines and people's homes and the loss of life and all of that. But it wasn't the only place. There was havoc was definitely rained down on some other areas in the east too, because Sandy really cut a wide swath. If you remember, I mean, just a horrible storm. It lived up to its billing. Sadly, I can remember being on these airwaves talking about, yeah, there's a storm, Sandy, and they're talking about looking at New Jersey. And I remember thinking with the story and immediately talking to my mother and family members that, hey, and they knew, because this is what everybody was talking about locally, the storm looks pretty bad. But when you looked at it on any weather map or any weather people and looked at what was coming out of the National Weather, forecast, the service, you didn't think that the storm was going to be as wide as it was. It never was really portrayed that way. It didn't look that way. And sure enough, that was what caused it, because of just how enormous it was. That was what caused it to be so deadly and now so expensive to try to rebuild in a lot of different areas. Some high volume with a lot of people, dense areas, in other words, where they might not even be able to rebuild. And I think this is going to take a long time. You could tell, even in seeing the initial first photographs of some of the places, that this wasn't going to be a walk in the park. Not that we thought it was, but this rivaled Katrina in a different way, but definitely in the sense of how much damage ultimately happened that was not expected. Not expected. All right, this is, once again, what is going on with the atheist world holding the Christian world hostage? I mean, I guess that's the best way to describe it. First, we have the Santa Monica nativity scene thing, where these big nativity figures had been on display in Santa Monica, near the beach on one of the avenues, really a park, I guess is a better way to describe it, since the 50s. And then the atheists in the area said, no, we cannot have this. It's too offensive to our sensibilities. It's not fair to have that display up. Now there's word, and not surprisingly, when you see some of these, what many of us think are cockamamie stories that happen, not surprisingly, this makes the list all over the place. You have a Little Rock church that had to cancel one of the student performances of Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown, because people complained the show was too religious and violated the Establishment Clause of the Constitution. And that's what they did, because they felt the pressure from the atheist community to not go ahead and do it. So they canceled it. They canceled Charlie Brown, because they were worried about a possible lawsuit against the Little Rock School District. That's what really made them do it, thinking, we can't do this because we can't be sued. So what happened was the pastor of the church released a statement saying, while we regret the loss of students who will not get this opportunity right now, we've taken the school matinees off the table. And critics, the atheists, said it was too religious, too big, too full of it. So you'd have to remove every single reference. It's crazy. It feels like a war that, why can't the show go on? How is this offensive? I don't get it. And if it is offensive, or parents think, and that's the thing, these are just groups that are not related to the area and not related to people in the school. If a parent thought that because they were agnostic or they were whatever they were, Jewish or Muslim, or didn't feel comfortable with it, then clearly they don't have to be part of it, is what I would say if I were the person running the show here. But I don't blame the pastor for being flustered on this, because knowing that a lawsuit could be hanging in the balance, it wouldn't be a very good Christmas. And it wouldn't make any sense to be trapped because of this nonsense, once again, with people from this time a different organization, the Arkansas Society of Free Thinkers, which is made up of atheists mostly, but a few other groups. So now the kids can't do Charlie Brown. I don't know. I know that in my school, I can remember seeing the Charlie Brown, Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown, and I don't even really remember that the references were so ridiculous. I don't remember the references at all. But they say, Christmas is a Christian holiday, Christmas. So we can't we can't have this show go on in front of this crowd. I would be happy if I, and he's got to find a way to get around it, which he's doing, but I wouldn't be happy if I were that church. Because I think that somehow we're trampling on the freedoms of some other people when these things bubble up and bow down every single time. Every single time, you know. And this is the thing, separation of church and state, so this is the leg to stand on. And now the atheists are getting defensive because people are upset. And they're answering the questions, and they don't really have, in some cases, a good answer for this. The parents want to see their kids in the play. They're excited about it. Nobody's having a problem with it. And then this movement happens to see what's going on, and they approach them, and, you know, the rest is history. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, going to introduce you to a guy that talks about mining details on you and just how prevalent it is. But to relax, because in mining this data, it's under the biggest lock and key you could possibly think of. Therefore, hackers cracking in, not very good. Not a very good possibility. And we'll talk to him about his company and specializing in going through demographics when people so desperately want to target advertising, that this is the new way to do things, and that more and more people will get college degrees kind of in these areas where they can do more than programming computers. It's beyond that. It's doing some amazing things with technology. Why are all the people finding you suddenly from whatever group it is that you're involved in, because you start to get emails that are pointed emails on the things that you like, and these marketers know the things you don't like? So that's coming up here in this hour of America Tonight. Hang with us.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Time for another Tech Tuesday. We're going to talk about data mining and how big that is for marketing companies. And it's crazy what people can find out about you, what these companies can find out about you. And don't I know it, certainly just through Gmail and through other things, as I like to say, with just the stroke of a keystroke, what ultimately can be at the fingertips of so many people who are finding out what your habits are, what your likes and dislikes are, I guess, is a good way to put that. Michael Peterman joins us now. He's the CEO of a company called Vera Data. Thanks so much for coming on the air with us, Michael. We appreciate it because this really is a big thing. I've talked to a couple of other friends I have that are in a business where the data is so valuable to them, and they're always looking for ways to find out more about their targeted customers. And I guess that's what it's about, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely. Isn't it great? Don't you want to know who's buying, when they're buying, through what channels they buy, what's going, what kind, what consumer attitudes they express, so that you know how to communicate with them?
And tell us what you do. Tell us what your company does and what you've been able to do as far as trying to gather that information. How did you come up with the idea for the company, and then how have you seen it blossom, I guess?
Well, gosh, how to keep that brief.
No, that's okay.
I don't really have a resume. I've been doing this my entire life. In college, I worked for a magazine publishing group, and it was my job at the time to buy data, to go buy the names of the people that were going to subscribe to these magazines. We would acquire new subscribers. And at the time, this was early 90s, a tedious process, mainframe access to data. The interfaces, they were just non-existent. It was ugly. The data that we got was I wouldn't even call it, maybe C plus, D minus grade of data. In 1997, we launched a company that provided kind of a turnkey access to all the major data sources out there. So all the little guys in the world that needed data to grow their businesses would have a single point of contact and be able to access a wide variety of data. Fast forward to 2007 with the amount of information that we know as a species doubling every couple of years. We're on to terabytes of information, and contemporary math, what we know, accelerating at the rate it was, and the ability to access complex computing speed, increasing at an even faster rate than the information that we're able to accumulate, it comes down to crunching millions and millions of data points in minutes so that you can predict so many different possible outcomes using so little actual information, but having all this information about consumers, hundreds of elements about their demography, their psychographics, their ethnicity, their level of acculturation, family composition, size of home. I mean, anything that you want to know, it's pretty much there. So you're able to calculate with great specificity who's going to do what, when, through what channel or combination of channels, and how frequently you want to contact them. And if you really are doing your job right as a marketer, you're going to get all this information together and use the tools at your disposal to maximize that return on marketing investment.
So it's about taking the guessing game out of it. So if it could be anybody with any kind of product. Like, I have a book out called Level the Playing Field, and it's about sports, balls, brats, and other BS. So if we took your methodology, even there, you could cull it down to the people who would be my target consumer, correct?
Yeah. You look at Amazon.com and how they, you're talking about a book. Amazon.com, they use a process called collaborative filtering. So when you go and buy a book, it recommends other books to you. And as you continue to buy different titles through that interface, it gets smarter and smarter and smarter, and it figures out what you're going to buy. Netflix is the same way, but on the movie spectrum, it tells you what you're, I'm trying to think of the algorithm that they use. Pragmatic Chaos is the name of the algorithm that Netflix uses. And it was responsible for some significant gains in income because it was really accurately predicting what movies people would like to see based on their selections at the time. And it just continues to get smarter and smarter. And it understands the attitude of the consumer. And it's all math. It's all science. It's an algorithm. It's a predictable outcome. It's a formula that, with machine learning, continues to get smarter.
Yeah. As somebody who's on the other side of this, does it make you nervous at all that information is out there? Because, there's people that freak out about, privacy, now you're saying you can know every single thing about us. Oh, what do I do to defend my privacy? And to that I always say, it's too late, everything's already out there anyway. But sometimes as you go deeper into this, does any of that ever bother you?
It sounds self-serving because I'm in the industry, but no. So we have, by and large, we have a very highly self-regulated industry. We've got governing bodies that work on privacy restrictions and groups that ensure that we're using the information that's out there for the right reasons. And really, the only thing that marketers, they're not, people that have this data aren't trying to, by and large, people that use this data aren't trying to do anything mischievous with it. They want to spend their marketing dollars most effectively. It's simple. They don't want to send a direct mail piece to a person that's not going to respond. They want to know what they can say, what they can do, when they can contact you, how they can contact you to get your attention. They want to differentiate themselves. And if our industry really is smart about this, and we communicate with the people who want or are most likely to utilize our service, it cuts down the number of mail pieces in the mailbox. So all the stuff that you call junk mail,
mm-hmm.
as we get better at this as an industry, junk mail is going to kind of go away. You're not going to see all the irrelevant pieces of mail in your mailbox as time goes on because you simply can't afford to keep doing it as a marketer. You have to be smarter. On an individual level, nobody's really looking for that information. And the people that, you've got people that are identity theft, as an example, they're typically not getting that information from these large databases and repositories. This information is stored in, on very highly encrypted, often Macintosh servers that are locked server cabinets, second floors and safe rooms, no windows, with swipe card access. It's not easy to steal information. So this isn't something that, as an industry, does it concern me? The privacy regulation that could potentially occur concerns me, but not because it's being misused. I think there's an overwhelming misunderstanding of how this information is used. We're not trying to take advantage of people. We're trying to, as a company, as an industry, make sure that we don't send information to people that don't want to get it. It's really as simple as that.
What's the next step as your company continues to grow and you're starting to come up with other ways to look at data and find out other information? What excites you about the future of what you're doing?
What excites me is I think that 90%+ of the people who are out there marketing through any channel, I hate to generalize, but they, as a group, they typically don't really have a grasp of what's possible. I from our experience, from the results that we've been able to generate, our company is kind of at the leading edge of this analytic revolution. Most of the large companies in this space are still using older platforms, linear, logistic, multiple regression. I don't mean to be esoteric, but the old way of doing things. So there's this whole new frontier that a very few people have started to develop within their organizations. I think I'm trying to think of the name of the study of the Fortune 500 companies. I'm gonna generalize this because I don't have it in front of me. 85% of the marketers that were surveyed made decisions more on gut than on actual data. Data wasn't driving the decisions; it was gut that was driving the decisions. And we're at a place where that whole philosophy, that whole business model is phasing out. Everything is going to be data driven. Harvard Business Review last month said the sexiest job of the 21st century is a data scientist. And I believe that that's what we employ. So we've got those guys in white lab coats and literally we dubbed them data scientists. Before the article came out, this was something that we were doing. It was kind of neat to see something like that.
Yeah. Boy, that puts it into perspective, definitely. It was fun kicking it around with you. It's hilarious about the idea, like you say, is the jobs, that's they're going to be the sexiest guys around. So they better watch out. Glamour magazine might come knocking or somebody else.
The Rockefellers of our generation, I think, are going to be made in the data space. You look at the way this is going. They're built there. Systems are terraforming the earth to increase the speed, the algorithmic speed, for purposes of trading, for Wall Street trading. You've got heights that are microseconds. 1/1,000th of a second is the difference between whether you make tens of millions of dollars or you lose. So speed of the ability to crunch data faster is becoming more and more important in not only our industry, but in the world as a whole. Every transaction that we make, immediately, information is gathered, offers are submitted, responses are identified, and they're filtered back into the tools themselves to figure out how it's just a regenerative, constantly, and like Watson, like IBM's Watson, constantly getting smarter.
Yeah, perfect way to end this. Michael Peterman, Vera Data, thank you so much for coming on the show. We'll talk to you again in the future.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To send off some emails about the nut that decided, you know what, and I think he's nutty, because he decides, geez, I really try to help this poor guy that was hit by an oncoming train at the New York Times Square subway station, which is very popular, but I couldn't do it, so I took some photographs of it. And the photographs ended up on the front page of the New York Times saying, this guy's about to die. And I just can't even fathom doing that at all. As much as people want to get noticed or want their 15 minutes of fame or, you know, photographing things and horrific things in certain areas. Like you think of people who have covered wars and stuff. I think this is just completely different. I mean, isn't there a moral obligation to help rather than take a picture? Aren't you a human being first? I'm going to say you're a human being first rather than documenting it. There's something just so sleazy and wrong about that. So, you know, a subway rider gets pushed onto the tracks and he's photographed while he's still alive and ends up on the front page of the New York Post saying this man is about to die. So do you document it? Do you assist him? And how do you live with yourself when you don't do that? A lot of you wanted to talk about that. So without further ado, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Joe, listening to us in KC, says, "Hey, Kate Delaney, I've been listening to you through the miracle of GCN. I've been doing it mostly on playback, so thank you very much for loading those up. I have to tell you, I don't know if you caught this, but I'm certain you do. You've talked about New York before, and I guarantee you've ridden the subways. Originally, I am from New York City, and I have definitely used the subway in my lifetime. And I have to say, occasionally, you look around when you're on the platform just in case something doesn't seem right. It seems odd and maybe a little paranoid, but there are a few places where I have done that. Of course, I never had any bad experiences. I find it unbelievable that somebody shoved a man into an oncoming train and another person decided, as he was desperately trying to climb up on the platform, to take a photograph of him instead. Shame on that idiot. And shame on the Post for running the photo." All right, Joe wasn't the only one who had that on his mind. May in Connecticut says, "I can hardly believe that a photograph of a man about to die was on the front page of the Post. Maybe not so much from the Post point of view, but from the jerk who called up the Post and sent it to them and then told the rest of the world what was happening. And maybe it didn't happen that way, but either way, that photograph was everywhere. The guy can't climb off the tracks in time, and a freelancer shoots his picture. How could he do that and not really try to come to his aid? I have to say, even if I was a big-time photographer or thought this was my moment, I would never dream of not trying to lend a hand." What do you think, Kate? Well, the photographer said that he did have it. He did try to help him, that he just couldn't do it. His name was R. Umar Abbasi. He said that he tried to help him. He wasn't strong enough. He couldn't get him up. And he decided to take a picture. You know, that this was the choice. This was seconds before a fatality. He was on the tracks. He couldn't do anything. And, you know, and that's what happened. So, to me, I find it far-fetched. I just find it far-fetched that this guy who got into an argument with somebody there in Times Square, because they caught the person that they believe may be responsible for it. The police did. They saw him on the surveillance tape. They were able to track him down that way. So, he might have gotten into it with him somehow. Somebody that was a vendor, and the guy's name was Kai Sakhan, and so the vendor or the helper of the vendor or whatever follows him down the subway steps and then decides to give him a shove. And, you know, I have to say that clearly I understand in certain circumstances where you see these vivid pictures of war or something horrific that's happening, but in this case it's unbelievably disturbing because I would just think that guy has family. He is somebody's family. What if it were your family? What if it was your kid, your son, your husband, whoever, where some weird thing happened and they go to the subway, they turn, leave the situation, Friday, just get back on the subway, go on the subway, and then they're pushed in front of a train. But there's enough time where maybe they can get up out of the way and nobody helps them, or the person trying to help them gives up because they see, ooh, train's coming. This isn't going to be one of these miracle hero things. I'm not strong enough to lift the guy. I'm not close enough to be able to do that. So I'm going to have to, you know, fire up my camera and hope that I can do something. And said that by flashing the camera, he thought he could distract the train conductor, is what he's saying. So he says he did try to do what he could. He did try to attempt to help him. But, you know, this bossy guy, I don't think that he's listed anywhere because everybody and their brother's trying to track him down. And I also think he doesn't really want to comment on this because he's certainly getting bashed all over the place. And there are people that will say, hey, you know, would I have been able to do anything? Is he morally obligated to help rather than take a picture? I say you are morally obligated as a human being to try to help someone you can. You know, it's that old adage, I love Marines, never leave a man behind. Help when you can. So let's take that further. Just help when you can. If you can't, you can't. But there, I'm going to say that you might have had a chance to help. And what a sick, weird thing. It was one of the guy was, who's being described as the assailant, was a guy who was working with street vendors near Rockefeller Center. I was just there, my gosh, I was there a week and a half ago. And you see the vendors, there are a couple of them that are out there with chestnuts and hot dogs and other things they're selling. And so that's not unusual, but whatever happened, however they ended up getting into some kind of an argument, he must have been furious to go and out of his mind to go after the guy and then shove him into the subway. But luckily they've got this on camera. They have the surveillance of it, so that's the good news there. And hopefully they can nail him with that. So at least the guy who did the pushing doesn't get away with a crime, or seemingly so. But the guy who took the picture is definitely one of the culprits. All right, quickly, I'm going to squeeze in two more. There's one from Doug in Texas who says, drone my foot. I do not believe that was a U.S. drone. I truly think it was from some other country, a rogue drone, perhaps Israel, trying to trick the Iranians into thinking it was a U.S. drone. Jim disagrees and says, I can't believe we can't admit when we lose one of our drones. I guess it's too expensive and too embarrassing. So somebody has to fall on the sword. Remember, you can send me your thoughts day or night simply by going to americatonight.net and clicking on contact, and bada bing, you are in.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.